Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 17th comes from Numbers 26. The reason our English Bibles call this book the Book of Numbers is that two national censuses are taken, one in the first chapter and another here in Numbers 26. We read this, "Among these the land shall be divided for inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in proportion to its list." In Numbers 26, verses 53 and 54. Even though the people of Israel had not yet begun to enter into the Promised Land, Yahweh begins to prepare them for taking their inheritance. Now, the people are not quite ready to enter into the Promised Land. Still, there are two important observations we should make at this point before Israel begins the conquest for their inheritance. First, the Israelites have not flourished during their wilderness wanderings, but in fact have shrunk. The original census numbered the people of Israel at 603,550 in Numbers 2, verse 32, but this census discovers only 601,730 people within Israel's ranks. Yahweh has been gracious to Israel, but they have brought harsh consequences on themselves through their sins so that all those who rebelled against entering into the Promised Land have died in the wilderness, in Numbers 26, verses 64 through 65. Second, do not miss the fact that this census is given to number the people who were able to go to war in Numbers 26, verse 2. God will give Israel miraculous victory as they enter into the Promised Land, but the people will be required to fight, following Yahweh into battle by faith. It is interesting then to see that the New Testament also speaks of a census and an inheritance. We read about a book of life in which the names of God's people are written for judgment on the last day in Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15. Also, we are promised that we will inherit salvation if we believe on Christ, who is the heir of all things, in Romans 8, verse 17, and Hebrews 1, verse 2, and verse 14. But we are also warned that the inheritance we have obtained through Christ, according to Ephesians 1, verse 11, will come by battle. Not by warfare against flesh and blood, but against the cosmic powers of evil in this present darkness, in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. God has promised us victory in Jesus Christ, but we should not be surprised that being numbered among the people of God, that is, having our names written in the book of life, is less like receiving a pass to avoid suffering and struggle, and more like being drafted into the army of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God and stand firm against Satan and his schemes. Why? Because we stand to inherit Christ himself and all of creation along with him through the gospel. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.